Welcome into the Jump Run. I didn't know how to start this thing. Should I start it sad? Should I start it with a normal introduction? Can't go with it.
Fired up.
It is a special edition of the Jump Run in ESPN Madison and ESPN Milwaukee's YouTube stream. I'm Jim Rutledge, alongside Riley Yauch, who's normally part of the show, but we also got Molly Brown rocking her Arizona sweatshirt today.
Okay,
but
well, since you brought it up, I'll tell you why I'm wearing this, because I am not in our office tomorrow / working. I'm at like a professional event, so I can't wear it tomorrow when U of A actually plays. And honestly, I don't have many like great Wisconsin clothes, not like Riley, so I need to, you know, I had to wear something that
was a little bit. Well, you have ties to Arizona, so.
I do.
Mm-hmm. The only reason I brought it up is because the Badgers, I think we all thought the Badgers, we'd be having this conversation when the Badgers lost to Arizona. Not to High Point.
Exactly.
Not the steakhouse out in wherever. It's the actual basketball team that's located
in somewhere on the East Coast.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. North Carolina, basically in our nightmares, is where High Point is located. And I want to start with this. Riley, I want to go to you first. Mm-hmm. What point were you worried the Badgers were going to lose?
I think it wasn't until that Chase Johnston guy hit his second three and cut the lead, because the Badgers had an 8-point lead with roughly like 5 minutes to go, and that felt like the time where the Badgers put the foot on the jugular, go on a run, they're not coming back, pull away. They're not hitting their shots, they've gone cold, this is the time to pull away. Then Johnston hits two threes in a row, immediately leads down to two, and you're like, here we go. Now they got a chance. They have life. They have momentum. They're feeling themselves. This guy who sucked all game, doesn't shoot twos, is finally connecting on the most BS shots I've ever seen in my life. And then they came back. And then they felt they had a chance after that. And look what happened.
I will say, I did see you right at halftime when you were in one of our other little rooms producing state basketball, because that's going on too today. And I was like, Riley, how are you feeling? You were nervous, because it was, what,
stressed.
A 2-point game at half?
Yep.
Brutal.
Yep.
Brutal.
And then they went on that run the second, third of the second half, where they built it up to an 8-point lead, and it felt like Nick Boyd was coming on. Mm-hmm. Braden Carrington hit a big three, and it felt like, okay, I can breathe now. They're starting to pull away. They're clearly the better team. They're more physical. They're just better, and they're going to start to blow them out. And then they went cold and let them come back, and you give these mid-majors belief. You give them the opportunity to hang around. Crazy things happen, and again, like they do seemingly every year, they let them hang around, and a team that is not better than Wisconsin beat them.
Yeah, Johnston's three kind of like falling out of bounds with under 2 minutes ago for sure. That's where I think, so Molly and I had a meeting beforehand, so she had the game up on her computer, and I think at that point I was like, we have to go to
watch
the big screen.
With everybody else? Absolutely. Okay, I talked about this on our show, on Jim and Molly, but like 5-seed versus 12-seed, there's obviously like some state, I don't know if it's stigma is the right word around that, but like that's been a thing in the tournament.
That's a sweet spot. Like you're looking for, I know what you're getting at. Like if you're looking to
the
pick
upset,
an upset, that's it.
So that is obviously what this game was against High Point. So, and that is what the game against James Madison a couple years ago was when the Badgers lost to them in the first round. Which loss feels worse right now?
I mean this one, because it's fresh, and I think
this
Wisconsin
is a better team.
But Wisconsin was still clearly better than High Point. And I know that sounds like sour grapes right now and excuses, but Wisconsin is way better than High Point, and they didn't show it today, which is so frustrating. Whereas James Madison a few years ago, they just beat Wisconsin pillar to post. That was not a close game. James Madison just took the Badgers' lunch money. This game, Wisconsin was in control for large chunks, and they choked it away. They had no business losing to a High Point team, and High Point is going to get smoked by Arkansas in the round of 32, and it's going to suck.
So is that what you want, or do you want High Point to win?
You have to want High Point to win. You have
no,
to.
No, screw High Point.
No, you have
I hate
to.
High Point
because
now.
Because if they beat Arkansas, then you're going to be like, oh, I feel better.
purple 12 seeds anymore. I'm sick of it. No, now I'm the biggest Darius Acuff Jr. fan in the world. I love that guy. I hope he takes Arkansas to the national championship game. I love Darius Acuff Jr.
So I want more. Riley, a bucket dump for me. Like, where are you at right now? Because you and I, rightfully so, were like, the Badgers have a chance to go to the Sweet 16. Yes. I am not the Cardinal and white glasses guy that you are, but I legitimately believed in this team. I thought they were built for March. I thought this team, the guard play specifically, was going to carry them. And I know people get on Boyd late because he missed three shots, but he made three layups and got to the lane, made three layups in a row to keep the Badgers in it. And then, yeah, the last couple of shots weren't great. But honestly, his drive to the basket at the end, I mean, I got to see what Coach Guard says, but Nolan put a body on your guy because it was Nolan Winter's defender that came over and blocked the shot because, to borrow from the show Hoosiers, or the movie Hoosiers, like, I think like Nolan got caught watching the paint dry. He got caught watching Nick Boyd because Nick Boyd got by his guy, got up. It was a clean look, and then the player from High Point came over and blocked the shot from the weak side that Nolan Winter didn't pick up. So for me, this hurts way more than James Madison because that to me was obvious that the Badgers were going to lose, at least to me, because they were a horrible matchup. This was basically a lesser Badgers team, the way the Badgers play, and then like, oh, they just out badgered the Badgers, and this team I thought had a chance. Like, I thought they'd lose like this to Arkansas. So exactly. Riley, I'm going to let you bucket dump.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say. I'm speechless. This is so embarrassing as a Badgers fan, and I feel awful for Nick Boyd because he left it all out there. He was the only reason in down the stretch that the Badgers had a chance. He kept keeping High Point at arm's length, but no one could hit a clutch three down the stretch. No one was helping out Nick Boyd down the stretch. It was just so frustrating. I like, why? Big Cat tweeted this out. Like, why do we watch sports? Why? Like, it's just pain every year in and year out. When I don't even know what to say. I have no words.
If it makes you feel any better, Duke is down 44-32 to Siena. If that makes you feel any better.
Yeah, like, what's the equivalent? Because you're not like a lip. Like,
I'm not a diehard. No. Me and Riley are not the same.
Yeah, I'm not the same. I'm not the same as Riley.
You know what? I actively root for the Wisconsin football team to like stink sometimes because I think it's hilarious. The basketball team, I like Greg Gard. I like the players that are on that team. That like I was rooting for them to win for what it's worth.
Well, because the football team is like it's like objectively like hilariously bad, and you're like, actually it'd just be better if they're really bad.
Yeah,
this team basketball. You're like, well, they're good.
They're beating like, They beat Michigan. How many times this year? Yeah. They almost beat them again in the Big Ten tournament. Like, they beat Michigan State. Yeah. They beat Illinois. Like, they've done big things this year that makes you feel like, okay, they actually could make a run in this tournament. And what? They haven't been to the Sweet 16 since 2017?
Yeah.
That's almost 10 years.
This team was so good. They were so good, and they still found a way to choke against an inferior opponent in the tournament. It's so frustrating. I'm not going to call for Greg Gard's head. I love Greg Gard. But for all the Fire Guard people out there, I'm not going to tell them they're stupid. I'm not going to tell them they're dumb anymore. Like, you got to win a tournament.
I'm going to set Molly up for this because I think, based off her prior conversation, the case against Fire Guard is what?
What do you mean?
Badger football.
Oh, yeah. 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 You, yes. Yeah. You can't. I mean,
We'd all take Paul Chryst right now.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, the equivalent of what Luke Fickell's done with the football program is what, Wisconsin making it to the NIT tournament every single year, right?
Yes.
Which, like, they're still making it to this tournament now.
I feel like Greg Gard and Paul Chryst are pretty comparable right now. Like, you're making it to the tournament, but even Paul
Chryst
in his heyday.
You're doing the bare minimum, essentially, for this program.
But, and that's the thing. That shouldn't be the standard for Wisconsin basketball. Yep. It shouldn't just be making it to the tournament. It should be Sweet 16s at a minimum, and then on the off year, like the Badgers football team in 2017, you go to the Orange Bowl, you go to the Final Four, you go to the Elite Eight, you make runs at it. The standard cannot be just make the tournament and somehow fall apart against a mid-major team that's never beaten a power conference team.
All I have to say is there's a reason why we celebrated the 2015 men's team last year at Made 'em Believe. Like, there's a reason we did such a big celebration, because these tournament runs are few and far between for the Wisconsin Badgers.
And Molly, I want to use you in this situation because you're the normal Badger basketball fan. And you check
what I watch when the tournament begins?
Yes.
Oh, that's so many people though.
That is. And so like what is your view on this team? Because I think it's important, because I think it represents the majority of Badger basketball fans. Under Greg Gard, and basically since over the last decade, since 2017, I think he took over the year before, but basically that's been his run.
Yeah.
Like, Gard run Badgers. I'm not saying fire Gard, but you check in when most fans check in, which is normal. Yeah.
No, and I obviously don't know everything about this team by any means. I'm not like you two. Mm-hmm. There's a reason I don't host the Jump Around. But, like, to me, Greg Gard has done a decent job with the transfer portal, NIL, all that stuff. Like, I think he's done, and again, I'm going to compare it to football, I think he's done a lot better job than the people in the football program have getting good talent into this team, like Nick Boyd, right? He's obviously the superstar of this team.
That, yeah.
Right. But, like, Wisconsin is not going to be a Duke. Wisconsin's not going to be a Kansas. They're not going to be an Arizona. Like, I don't know how they get to that level, but they're not going to be able to do that under Greg Gard. Do you guys feel differently?
Not right now. Like, how is this team going to get over the hump? So Greg Gard finds the right guys, seemingly, in the portal every year, but then they can't hack it in the tournament. And nothing against Nick Boyd. He did everything he could. He dropped 27 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds. He only turned the ball over once. You can't ask for more from him.
And Blackwell had a great first half.
Yep. And he vanished in the second half, though.
Nolan Winter, what was his stat line for today? I know he was.
I mean, coming off 8 points, 4 rebounds, okay, 2 assists, 2 blocks.
Yeah. I said that he should have his guy, like, that's not playing.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything, if I'm upset about that, there's some people were saying, Winter could have played in the Big Ten tournament, but they wanted to make sure he was fresh and healthy. That's a mistake you don't make when you play more. And right. Nolan Winter having been out like a month. You just, little things like that is how you get, you know, you just get caught watching the paint dry. We all do it. Like, you play basketball, you watch the guy, and you're like,
yep,
your guy slips behind him, they get the rebound, or they get the block shot. You just don't do the little things you're supposed to do. So that's not really, like, I'm not specific on Winter. If anything, I'd be upset with the coaching staff if they did not play him in the Big Ten tournament to keep him fresh for this, because this is the type of thing that happens. This team, just overall, is one of the most frustrating Badger basketball teams that I can remember, because it really felt like, at a minimum, yes, High Point can shoot the three. Yes, that 12-5 is the prime spot for an upset. It doesn't mean it has to be one. And this team truly slayed a lot of dragons, Molly, you mentioned earlier, beating Michigan, which they might be the national championship team, especially with Duke now down 9 with 16 minutes to go as we're taping this.
That would
we're
make
doing
me feel
this,
slightly yeah. better if Duke right. lost to Siena.
Bradley, like, where is Siena located?
New York. We learned that one earlier. So.
Yeah, St. Bernard as their mascot.
This is one of the most disappointing teams out there, because, as you touched on, I would imagine Blackwell might not be back, but then Boyd will not. You don't know what will happen with Winter or Rapp.
Yeah.
I mean, so the whole team could look different. It's one of those rare times where you had a few players coming back, like two key players in Blackwell and Winter, that even made you feel more confident. So this is honestly one of the most disappointing Badger basketball teams that I can remember over the last 25 years, with the way that they've fallen apart and fell apart in the tournament. They have lost in the tournament. Jim Rutledge, Riley Yao, Molly Brown with you. Molly and I host Jim, Matt, and Molly. Riley hosts the Jump Around with me, along with Pablo Iglesias. And, yeah, this whole thing is ugly. So, to add a little brevity to it, are we, like, full anarchy now for your brackets? Like
yeah, I don't care.
Well, his for sure. You probably haven't won the national championship.
I had the Badgers in the Final Four, but regardless.
Now, can I ask you, is that a tradition for you?
No, I'll always make one bracket where I have the Badgers winning just because. But, like, this that's the thing. This was the year where, was it unlikely that they got past Arizona in the Sweet 16? Yeah. But if they beat High Point, if they beat Arkansas and somehow squeaked by Arizona, you weren't worried about the bottom half of the bracket. It was feasible, and I was certainly not the only person. Like, there are people who know a lot more basketball than me who projected Wisconsin to the Final Four or the Elite Eight. And
so, like, so
not me. I had them winning in this game on my bracket, and I had them losing in the round of 32.
So, to, like, lay the groundwork, it was, and because I had seen a few places, it was Wisconsin versus Arizona in the Elite Eight was the thing. And then that's what you thought, well, Arizona is very similar to Michigan.
Yes.
And Michigan is a team the Badgers have beaten.
Yep,
and then Purdue, who's afraid of Purdue? Or even, like, maybe BYU. Like, and that's how they could have gotten there.
Exactly. Yeah, so and that's the thing. I didn't care. I don't care how my bracket goes anyways. Like, when the Badgers are out, screw it. Like, maybe if they went on a deep run, sure, I'll be happy. Then if my bracket's doing well, it's like, okay, hopefully I win some money. But
so are you checked out of March Madness when the Badgers lose?
Yeah, I don't want to watch any more basketball.
Wow.
I will.
That's crazy.
But I'm going to be pissed, and I'm not going to be happy. I'm not going to enjoy it. The whole weekend is ruined now, and I love it. The Badgers got an early slate. They got the early game, so now my entire weekend is destroyed. I hate basketball. How am I supposed to ever invest in Wisconsin basketball moving forward?
Fair question. The regular season
means nothing. Everything sucks. I hate it here.
Now you know what it feels like to be a Packers fan. So.
Yeah, I am a Packers fan. I've been here.
Oops.
It's been misery for a while.
You just find some other teams.
Just good enough, and they're just always good enough
to give you hope.
You have
Wisconsin football to look forward to now, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, someone give this man a hug. Primetime Waller Shine, who's kind of producing this, isn't allowed. He can't talk because we're taping this with like seven things going on.
He doesn't want to talk. He's depressed.
Yeah, but he's a sad boy. You guys can hug it out. We got to get out of here. We got to get ready for Jim, Matt, and Molly. So for Molly Brown, Riley Yauch, I'm Jim Rutledge. Man, best of luck this week, Badger fans.